Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to exclusive teachings, consultations, and resources. Find out more at awakentherapist.com. I'm Harmony Quaker, licensed counselor, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, where I teach Gestalt therapy. I created this podcast to support therapists and clients in unlocking the magic of psychotherapy. In season two, I'm joined by expert therapists who bring a wealth of insight into the conversation of transpersonal counseling. Countertransference is often taught as something to be avoided. In transpersonal counseling, however, countertransference is honored as an essential part of the intuitive therapeutic field. In this episode, I share about how honoring countertransference as intuition can unlock the magic of psychotherapy. In the teaching portion, I offer practices and steps to honor intuitive insight in the therapy room. I hope you enjoy this episode. Transpersonal counseling is a really intuitive form of psychotherapy where a clinician arrives at a session with a quality of mindful presence as opposed to preconceived frameworks or maps that we put onto our client. We really arrive and meet our client as they are in the here and now and listen to their innate spirituality and their innate wisdom as the guide to their healing. And we're really listening so deeply to our clients. And even in their distress patterns, we're listening to what wisdom is embedded within these distress patterns. And in doing so, clients begin to listen to themselves more deeply too. It's a very nonviolent approach to counseling where we facilitate our clients' return to their true nature, where a client comes back home to the core of their being and they feel more like themselves. And we do this by following and listening to our clients and deferring to their wisdom. If you were to witness a session or watch a demo, it has a quality of a very skillful partner dance where you don't know who's leading and who's following. And in part, this is because we aren't rushing to get somewhere. We're really staying present with our clients. Trusting that the only place to get is more in touch with what's right here over and over and over again. It's like a relational meditation. As a teacher, I really emphasize the therapist's state of consciousness as fundamental to transpersonal counseling. And this is because our presence is integral to the transformation that occurs within the session. This isn't because we are the source of healing, but our presence reminds our clients of a more expansive and liberated quality within themselves. So, if we're to hold space from our ordinary mind, which houses our personality, our ego, our conditioned patterns, introjections, projections, and so on, then our presence will really inhibit the magic of the sacred approach to counseling from unfolding. It's really important that we're practiced in exploring non-ordinary states of consciousness in order to effectively approach counseling in this way. So, through our own mindfulness and contemplative practices, such as meditation and yoga and breath work and other sacred and devotional practices, we become more skillful at shifting from ordinary awareness to awake awareness, which is the expansive and infinite quality of our witness mind. When we hold space from awake awareness, we have an increased capacity to listen to the inherent intelligence of the field itself, the intuitive realm. And this is really where our understanding of countertransference begins to shift. So, from a traditional approach to psychotherapy, a therapist is engaging in the therapeutic process from their ordinary mind, using tools and maps and frameworks to try to help the client to change in some way, to change their thinking or their behavior. And because the therapist's awareness is seated in their ordinary mind, when countertransference occurs, this is experienced in a very personal way. The clinician attaches to that experience from their personality, and essentially, they end up putting their feelings onto the client, which is the definition of countertransference. And when this occurs, the therapist is encouraged to bring this experience to supervision and work on themselves in relation to what is coming up in their work with clients. In transpersonal counseling, however, countertransference is honored and viewed as the therapeutic field itself. The information that comes from the experience of countertransference is really honored in service of the client's therapeutic transformation. Every thought, every emotion, every impulse that we have as we hold space for our clients is in service of the client's process because we are holding that container, paying attention to everything that lives within that container and honoring it as intuitive insight. So the most important nuance here, and I cannot emphasize this enough, is that the therapist is not attaching to this experience from their personality. And when an experience arises within the container, we bring more awareness to our experience from that awakened state, not from our ordinary mind. In traditional counseling, when a therapist is assigning their experience to the client, they're putting their feelings onto the client because they're attaching to it from their personality. Transpersonal counseling is a very present moment, welcoming approach to psychotherapy, where we are fully present and holding space from our most awake resource self, and we are the witness of the container. So even if our mind or our ordinary awareness, our personality could find a reason why our experience belongs to us, instead, we can be curious about why this experience is here within this container in service of the client's process. Because we're not engaging at the level of personality, we're not relating to our own experience from our personality. So, for example, I had a therapist say to me that every time they sit with this client, they feel overwhelmed and like they don't know what to do. And I asked this therapist if this is unique to working with this client, and the therapist said yes. And as they explained the case to me, I started to hear that the client feels overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. So I asked the therapist if instead of attaching to this experience of overwhelm and not knowing as yours, and you were to bring more awareness to the quality of overwhelm and not knowing, what do you think might happen? And almost instantly, the therapist could see that this actually was the client's experience that they were feeling within their own system as intuitive information about what it's like to be the client. And because we're not attaching to that experience from our personality, we would not say to that client, I feel overwhelmed when I sit with you, because that I is the personal identity. And as I sit with you, makes this personal. Instead, we stay transpersonal and we share just with a very loose offering of intuitive insight. I have attention on this sense of overwhelm and not knowing. I'm wondering, what do you notice when I say that? We presence this insight and this intuitive information as just a gentle offering, and then we check it out with the client. And what we're doing in this moment is we are listening to countertransference as the therapeutic field, as the intuitive information that is essential to filling out the container in a way that is clear and full and without avoiding anything. This therapist told me that they were afraid that if they said this to their client, even as gently as I just suggested, that their client might feel like prickly in response or scared. And if we avoid the feeling of fear or that prickliness, then we are colluding with our client. And then that becomes countertransference because the personality I is avoiding something uncomfortable. And in therapy, we actually expand our capacity to be with discomfort, both in the seat of clinician and the seat of client. And so, what I suggested to this therapist is making room for that prickly feeling or that discomfort that might arise in the client and honoring that experience as important and valuable without trying to avoid it. It really is more challenging for a therapist to make room for the aspects of their client that they think are bad. And it is more challenging and feels more like a therapeutic risk to present something that the therapist thinks is bad, or that they're afraid that their client might feel judged if they say that. And so the important piece here is that we are presencing our intuitive insight so that we can understand our client's inner map even more. And it's not about being right, it's really about learning. It's a trial and error. Intuition is beyond logic. And so, what we experience might not make logical sense. It might not be what the client is talking about, but because it's present within us, it is present within the container. And part of the work here is to really find the most neutral, non-judgmental language, but also because we're holding space from awake awareness, we're bringing a quality of neutrality. Where we aren't seeing anything as good or bad. We want to make sure that we're seeing clearly. And the way that we can learn if we are perceiving our client with clarity is by making what is implicit or in the implicit field, making that explicit and bringing more awareness to it. And so if the client says, "No, I don't feel overwhelmed. I know what to do," which in this case, I can't imagine this particular client saying, but let's just say whatever the intuitive offering was, the client said no. And then we learn something really important. And we can say, "Well, what is true for you?" And it's more discovery, more learning. It's not about being right or wrong. I hear therapists say often that I'm not sure if my intuition is right, and so I don't want to say something. The ego wants to be right. The ordinary awareness wants to be right. From awake awareness, we're simply bringing more awareness to what is here, getting more in touch with what's right here over and over and over again. And if what we offer doesn't fit for the client, not only do we learn something important about them, we're no longer holding something within us and processing that for them, or holding on to countertransference that does put something onto the client. And this really keeps the energy of the container clean while unlocking the magic of psychotherapy by sharing our authentic experience. We're more congruent, which builds safety in the container. And our authentic engagement is really, really important to model for our clients that here we try things that we don't try outside of therapy typically. And we're really meeting the client at the contact boundary, what I like to call the sacred boundary, where we are in our wholeness, engaging with our clients in their wholeness. And we're meeting in the between dimension of the I-thou, where our contribution of our authentic engagement together creates something bigger than we can create individually. By listening to countertransference as intuition in disguise, we also create more spaciousness within the container. And spaciousness is really important to increasing awareness and increasing consciousness. So, what I mean here is that instead of holding something in within us where we have more of a contracted energy, we instead honor what we're feeling and bring it forth with curiosity, which creates more inner spaciousness within us and creates more spaciousness within the container. And so countertransference can be experienced in a multitude of ways. I've found that one of the most easily accessible ways for a new clinician to start listening to countertransference's intuition is with sensations in the body. So if we have a baseline of how we feel before we arrive to a session, that baseline of how we feel is us. We know what it feels like to be us, that is ours. But when we arrive at a session and we begin to hold space for our client, anything different from that baseline is information about how we feel as we sit with the client. And how we feel as we sit with the client is that intuitive insight that is the gift of countertransference. And so, for example, perhaps we're sitting with a client and we begin to feel some tension in our solar plexus that we didn't feel before. We might want to wait and to see if the client shares that they feel a sensation in their solar plexus. And this is a body-based approach where we honor somatic intelligence as important and useful in service of the therapeutic process. And so if I ask my client, "What do you notice in your solar plexus right now?" That is me using my intuitive insight of the sensation in my solar plexus to guide my curiosity about what the client might be feeling there. And again, maybe the client says, "I don't feel anything in my solar plexus." That's really important for me to know. They feel nothing. Nothing is information. We can bring our attention to nothing and notice the absence of feeling that can be extremely useful in the therapeutic process. But I frequently hear therapists say they feel frustrated or overwhelmed, incompetent, scared, trapped in a web. Whatever the feeling is, the quality of that feeling that we have as we hold space for that client is intuitive insight that we can actually bring more awareness to. And so instead of getting trapped in the overwhelm or attaching to the frustration or the judgment or the incompetence, instead we can become curious about where this quality relates to what the client might be talking about. And sometimes what we sense might seem so extraneous. So we might want to say that we are unsure or maybe even feeling apprehensive about sharing something. I've certainly done that before, where we say, "I'm not sure why I'm getting this sense, and I'm feeling a little apprehensive of saying it because it seems a little extraneous, but it's here for me. So would you like to hear it?" And that moment of consent can be helpful. And then to say, like, "I'm not sure why, but I keep getting this sense of incompetence. What do you notice when I say that?" Oftentimes, clients are like, "Yes, I feel incompetent all the time," or whatever that intuitive insight is, just sparks something that is actually so pervasive in their inner world, they wouldn't even think to say it. And the moment we presence it, the clarity and the unfolding that happens can be just so transformative in their process. And again, if we're not sure if our intuition is right, yeah, this is from the ego, but there's really just only one way to find out if what we're feeling is intuition about our client, and that is by presencing what we're feeling and checking it out with them. And this is where the therapeutic magic happens, because whether we are right or wrong, it doesn't matter, but something begins to unfold and unlock when we stop holding on to something that we think is bad or might be amiss, doesn't make a lot of sense to us. This is what intuition is. Intuition is beyond logic. It often doesn't make a lot of sense. And so learning how to honor what we're feeling makes room for even more intuition to come through us, more insight that's beyond logic. And this is in part, what it means to be a transpersonal counselor. We're holding space from non-ordinary state of consciousness, not from the ordinary mind. And when we aren't identified with our ordinary mind, non-ordinary experiences happen. When we're honoring countertransference in this way, we're really honoring the spiritual intelligence of ourselves, of our clients, and of the field itself. So recognizing that we're not the healer of our client's pain, but what we are is the clear mirror that they need in order to see themselves and to see their patterns and increase awareness. Our clear reflection, which includes this offering of countertransference, really supports our clients to begin to reconnect with their inner source of healing. And this is really the most beautiful part of transpersonal counseling because we are honoring that our clients can find their way through the matrix of their personality and of their inner patterns. By being a clear mirror in this way, clients begin to awaken to themselves. And from that place of awake awareness within themselves, they have more skill in finding their way through their inner patterns. And they also have more choice, more sovereignty, more autonomy. The other part of this is that honoring countertransference as intuition is actually an act of self-care. When we don't presence this intuitive insight, we end up processing our clients' emotions and thoughts for them, and we feel more burned out, more tired, less excited, less lit up about this work because we're holding on to something that isn't ours to hold on to, and we're processing something that isn't ours to process. By sharing what we feel in this way when we sit with our clients, we are being in this authentic engagement from our wholeness. And it really creates this experience of embodied aliveness, where we aren't playing a role of the expert or being contained in some way that we think we need to. We're actually opening up to vitality, and this creates more aliveness in the container itself. And this is really why countertransference can be a hindrance to the therapeutic process when not honored in this way, because the therapist ends up holding on to something and starting to process it as if it's theirs, when really it belongs to the client. And so our own awareness of our experience is so essential and so important. And also, our ability to shift into awake awareness and be really practiced at holding space in a transpersonal way where we aren't engaging from our personality with our client's personality. So, countertransference isn't something to be avoided. It actually can't be avoided. Countertransference is the therapeutic field itself, it is the intelligence of the therapeutic container. It's not something bad to get rid of. It's not something to go work on personally. It's something to understand as intuition and to honor as intuitive information. The persistent quality or the tone of the energy of how we feel when we sit with the client is really the overarching theme of countertransference that when we zoom out instead of staying in the more focused state of what's happening. Instead, if we zoom out and take a sort of broader look at the container itself, we can begin to see that how we feel is an expression of how the client feels. So, for example, if every time you sit with a client, you feel the impulse to rescue them. Instead of attaching to that impulse as yours, start to become curious about where within the client did they feel helpless and they give their power away and they long to be rescued. Just being curious about that. And maybe you don't see it, but nonetheless, you're using your information that you're experiencing to guide your curiosity about them as opposed to attaching to it personally. And being in that rescuing role with your client, which isn't the role of a therapist. If you notice judgment when you sit with a client, it's being curious about where the client might be judging themselves. Without tiptoeing around this judgment or attaching to judgment as yours, just being curious about the quality of judgment that's present in that container with that particular client. if your client's patterns are so persistent and you notice that you start to feel incompetent, be curious about where the quality or the tone of incompetence might live within the client. A client who's overwhelmed likely feels incompetent in finding their way through their pattern. And so just looking for that place within them to bring more awareness to that experience so that they can actually do the work to process what is theirs to process, as opposed to you taking that experience and processing it as if it's yours. Not to say that you don't have incompetence within you or judgment or overwhelm, but when you're holding the container, the judgment, the overwhelm, the incompetence, or whatever else you feel is information about your client. When you're the client, it's information about you, but in the seat of transpersonal counselor, it's insight about the client. One time early on in my work as a transpersonal counselor, I was working with this couple, and they were in a high conflict situation. There was a tremendous amount of volatility in their relationship. And as they were fighting, I became acutely aware of this feeling of nausea within me. And the experience of nausea was so intense that I actually was afraid that I might be getting sick. And because I didn't feel this nausea before I sat with them, I was also curious to know if they were experiencing nausea. So I paused them and I asked one of them, "What do you notice in your body right now?" And they said, "I feel so tight, so angry, I just want to scream." And so I learned that that person wasn't aware of nausea. So I turned to the other person in the couple and I said, "What are you aware of right now?" And they said, "I'm so scared, I just want to run." And because neither of them said they were nauseous, I simply said, "I notice I'm feeling nauseous." And in that moment, both of them turned to me and said, "Me too." And my stomach released, the experience of nausea dissipated, and they were given the space through my intervention to be with their own nausea and to honor the way that their body was holding this experience of conflict in their partnership with one another. Now, had I not honored the sensation in my stomach, I would have left that session feeling sick. I would have been processing that nausea for them. And they wouldn't have had the opportunity to deepen into their embodiment, to have an experience of co-regulation as they worked through this conflict with one another. Most of the time, when I have a physical experience like that, I don't share that I am having it with to my client. But this case was so strong that I actually thought I might be sick, and they weren't saying that they were feeling nauseous, and so I felt compelled to bring that nausea forward. But nonetheless, I think it's just such a great example of how something that I could have attached to and made mine, because it was so intense, was actually just information that was in the field that needed more awareness, that needed awake awareness brought to the experience so that the sensation could begin to transmute. It was really such an affirming experience for me to really trust my body as a feedback mechanism, to trust that what I'm feeling that is different from how I felt before I arrived in the session is insight about my clients. And so I hope that this offering encourages you to be curious about how what you're feeling as a clinician might be intuition, and to explore bringing your intuition forth into your work with your clients, as opposed to holding in any potential countertransference and attaching to it as yours. Remember that the field itself is innately intelligent, and your presence and your wisdom and your insight is an offering to your clients. Your clients can't see themselves as clearly as you can see them because they're swimming in the water that they're swimming in. Your witness, your reflection, your clarity is a gift to your clients. And What you see matters, what you feel matters, your state of consciousness matters. I really think that the field of psychotherapy doesn't do enough to encourage therapists to pay attention to our state of consciousness as we hold space for our clients. And this really is essential to the container that we hold. And so I'll just leave you with that. You're important. What you feel is important. And I hope that you'll join me over on Patreon for the teaching portion of this episode, where I'm going to be offering specific teachings on intuition in the therapy room. Join us in the Awaken Therapist online classroom, where my guest offers a masterclass in their area of expertise. This is intended for educational purposes only, and the content here should not be taken as advice or clinical supervision. Find out more at awakentherapist.com. The Awaken Therapist Level 1 certification is starting September 2025. In the 6-month training, you'll learn how to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. Join us in exploring deeper dimensions in your work with clients with less burnout. To learn more, check out our trainings at awakentherapist.com.